Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Police officers in Memphis, Tennessee have beaten a man to death. And it's worth pointing out here that it was a black-on-black incident, meaning all black officers and a black gentleman who seemed to pose no real threat to these guys. Okay, so the guy that we're talking about here, his name is Tyre Nichols. He was 29. He's dead now. He was going home. He was about 80 yards from his house in a car, apparently, when the officers pulled him over. He did apparently flee the scene initially because, well, maybe he discovered that these guys were dangerous psychopaths and wanted to get the hell out of there. Although that does tend to make matters worse when it comes to jacked up cops.
Well, they were wearing their psychopath suits, so they were easy to recognize.
Sure, but my point is, when the cops are dangerous, if you run from them, it tends to give them the excuse to use even more force than they otherwise have done. So I'm not blaming.
If you're going to run from the police, run very, very fast.
And don't let them catch you.
I'm not
blaming Mr. Nichols here for what he did. I don't blame anybody in that circumstance. But, you know, it generally doesn't go real well when you take that route. And so they ultimately beat him to within inches of his life, apparently. He was taken out of the scene alive to a hospital where he died 3 days later from the injuries the police had given to him, which included not only pepper spraying multiple times while he was on the ground, by the way, multiple officers. And, well, I don't know if he was handcuffed at that point, but he was being held down by at least two officers. There were at least four officers that were on the scene. He was pepper sprayed. He was tased. He was kicked what appears to be in the head at least twice. He was hit in the head, like punched in the face multiple times. I counted at least five shots straight to the head while this guy was being held.
Did you guys see, you guys watched the whole video?
I've watched a good chunk of it here. I mean, the whole video doesn't... There's a lot longer in the video than the actual action that happens.
What I'm wondering is if he ended up unconscious, or he lost consciousness, and if they kept beating him after.
I'm not clear on that.
I was wondering if you had watched the whole video.
I don't know if that's the case. If you've watched the whole thing and you want to comment on that, you can hear the number 603-283-6160. I kind of looked at some of the police body cam footage, and some of it you can see the hits, but others, you know, the cops facing another direction or whatever. But the wide shot is where you get to see the actual every single thing that they do to him, but you can't hear the audio on the wide shots. You can't hear. But most of the time I was watching it, he is responding. He is screaming. He's yelling for his mother.
Right, right.
He's hurt. He's yelling at that he's being harmed.
Was it Terry Schiavo?
Schiavo was the woman who was on her deathbed.
That's right. There was a homeless guy out in Arizona, Terry something, who was retarded and he was homeless and I saw a video of his father and it was just heartbreaking.
What happened to him?
He was beaten to death by police.
Okay.
And you know, screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, help me."
Mm.
You know, it just reminds me of that.
Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn C.J. Davis called out the footage and the beating of Nichols as incomprehensible and said the videos are, quote, about the same, if not worse, unquote, than the images of the 1991 assault of Rodney King by police in Los Angeles. The Memphis Fire Department confirmed to Huffington Post the two employees involved in the initial patient care of Nichols were relieved of duty pending an ongoing investigation. Desmond Millis Jr., Justin Smith, Tardarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Emmett Martin III were identified as the officers involved in Nichols' deadly arrest. They are part of the Memphis Police Department's Scorpion Squad, which stands for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in our neighborhoods.
Yeah, well, one more person resting in peace, I guess.
Oh, man. That choice of words is just unbelievable. Yeah. This is murder, you know? I mean, this is
anything but peace.
Yeah, I mean, this is a killing. This is an unwarranted
it's
killing.
It's completely unjustified.
Yeah.
Like, if this guy was some sort of hulking linebacker from the NFL or something like that, maybe you could justify the use of force needed to take him down, but certainly not
he
the continued...
still wouldn't need to keep beating him after he was handcuffed.
Not the continued beating. I don't know if he was beaten after he was handcuffed. I'm not sure if that happened in this video. I wouldn't go so far as to say that. But this guy was not a threat at all to these officers. He was a 29-year-old skinny dude. I mean, this guy couldn't be more than 150 pounds, maybe 160, soaking wet. I mean, he was...
And when you consider that they beat him all the way to death, at some point during the beating, he was half dead.
Yeah, if not more.
Well, all the way down to completely dead.
Yeah.
Well, remember, he died 3 days later in the hospital, so he did leave the scene alive.
He must
have
been pretty close,
but they messed him up pretty bad. The police squad was introduced by Davis, the same person who called the beating incomprehensible, and 2021 is tasked with handling violent crimes in the area. Memphis Police Department announced Friday that following an internal investigation, all five officers involved in the arrest have been fired for violating department policy and practices, including those pertaining to excessive force. They've all been charged with second-degree murder by a grand jury. So that's pretty unusual. But this may be as a result as due to the George Floyd situation, where we've seen the police
because
are more likely...
people fought back. And they don't care if bad things happen to other people. They love doing bad things to other people. But when bad things happen to them, when a guy walks up to a couple of New York City pigs and just shoots them in the face, as happened during the Black Lives Matter thing, they start thinking, but wait, something can happen to me, and that's the one human being that matters to a psychopath.
It's, you know, this is kind of interesting, is it's very unusual for a prosecutor to, it's kind of crazy, but it's, you'd think when they bring, a prosecutor brings does the grand jury stuff, with these cops, that, the grand jury, because you can convict a ham sandwich is the expression.
Indict.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, indict,
Which, the solution then, because they have such a hard time indicting cops, slice them thin, put them on some bread, spread some mustard on them, and then indict them.
It's so easy to indict somebody, even when there's no evidence. It's like, why is it so hard to indict a cop? And it's because the prosecutors don't want to. They're buddies. Yeah, they're
but
buddies.
They did it here. They did all five of them on not just manslaughter charges, but actual second-degree murder charges.
Which is why it's so unusual.
I'm really curious as to whether the prosecutor offered second-degree murder to them, or if people on the grand jury just knew that what second-degree murder was.
How does that work? Can the grand jury just make their own decision about what charge to indict on?
That's the prosecutor that does that.
Yeah, I think that's the prosecutor's job.
I think they can indict people that the prosecutor hasn't even asked for an indictment against, if the mood takes them. But I don't know.
If you know and you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. I understand what you're saying, Nobody, about the officers, psychopaths, being afraid for their own lives if something happens to one of them. But I don't think that, what you were talking about where somebody shot at a cop in New York City is a good plan.
I don't think it's a good plan, but...
And I don't think it's right either.
Even if it's a bad plan, it is, causes have effects.
Yeah, but I don't think
if you don't like the cause.
Yeah, I don't think it's right either, though, because you know you don't know who we're talking about here. I mean, these are very specific officers,
and it's probably not right. I wouldn't have a word of criticism if this kid's father decided to go, you know, whack the five cops who murdered his son. I don't know how he's going to do it.
Oh, they're out on bond.
Oh, they.
That's the next part of the story. All five of them. All five of them are out on bond. I agree with you there, nobody. I would not shed a tear.
No.
If that were to be the case.
I would not shed a tear.
And I would probably not vote him to be guilty if I was on his jury either.
I absolutely would not.
Are we talking about the cop?
No, the kid's father.
No. He said, I was saying hypothetically, if the kid's father went and whacked these five cops.
Oh,
the Memphis Department.
I would not vote guilty. Not in a million years.
The Memphis Police Department announced Friday, following an internal investigation, all five have been charged. Shelby County records say the officers were additionally charged with two counts of official misconduct, one count of official oppression, one count of aggravated assault, and two counts of aggravated kidnapping. And then all five released on bond. Activists and supporters gathered for a vigil for Nichols Thursday night in Memphis. An independent autopsy reviewed by his attorney and another attorney indicated that Nichols, quote, suffered extensive bleeding caused by the severe beating. On Friday, Crump and Romanucci demanded the Memphis Police Department dismantle the Scorpion unit. A photograph of Nichols in a hospital bed showed him with a swollen eye and other parts of his face disfigured. His family said his face was unrecognizable. Activists displayed the photo during protests in Memphis, urging officials to release the footage of the arrest, which has now happened within just hours ago. It was just this afternoon that the footage came out, and it has been handed over to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. The Department of Justice and the FBI have announced a civil rights investigation into Nicholas's death, as though that's going to result in anything. But there you have it. That is the latest on the situation.
It might at least result in some money for the family.
Perhaps.
That's something.
Perhaps. The number, if you want to join the show here, is 603-283-6160. Joe is on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Hey, what's on your mind?
What's up?
After this incident, I've come to the conclusion this country's broken and it's beyond repair.
Yes, sir.
There's really not much more to say about that.
I'll add two words. National divorce.
There you go.
NH exit, man.
Yeah. All the exits.
Yeah, for sure.
50 exits.
Well, if I can get my act together, I am going to move up there to Keene.
Good.
I'll be glad to see you. I'll be glad to have another person.
We need a light on for you.
We need as many people as
we need
get.
Thousands more like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are serious about making change, because there's just no chance. We actually had some people visiting today. There was a gentleman from New York State who's considering leaving New York. Sounds like he's really seriously planning. It sounds like he's planning to leave New York.
Yeah. How can people still be in New York?
They have jobs. They have families. It's hard to tie up loose ends and clean things up. But there was another woman
I've got bum privilege.
Another lady from Boston was planning, she's talking about moving up here as well. But people need to stop talking and start planning and get this thing done, because time is of the essence here. The longer we remain part of this union, the more it's going to drag us down into economic ruin, if not worse.
And the other thing is, the next time they genetically engineer a virus, maybe they don't allow interstate travel.
They already experimented with that during COVID. Yeah. Florida shut down their border. They had troopers stationed on the major roads coming into Florida.
So much for DeSantis and freedom.
Yeah. He's full of it. The people that support him, just they've conveniently forgotten that DeSantis locked down the state and DeSantis did all kinds of things to restrict people until he realized it would be more politically feasible for him to undo it.
It's amazing also how many people that think that warp speed was a Biden thing. No, that was Trump.
What was warp speed?
Warp speed was the development of the virus, or the
the
vaccine that was so good it didn't need to be tested.
Yeah, and Trump is, by the way, still patting himself on the back for that. So by no means is Trump some sort of anti-vax COVID critic. He loves the vaccine.
Which is strange, because at one point he believed that the reason that Barron was autistic was vaccines.
Until he got elected, you mean?
Yeah.
All right, Joe, what else, man?
Okay. All I got to say is nobody, Ian, Bonnie, Aria, always in my prayers, plus the rest of the Free Talk family in my prayers, and even Sarah. So thanks a lot, everybody. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And, you know, he said this was what pushed him over the edge to believing that this country is done for. And, you know, everybody's got their line. Everybody's got something that's going to be their final straw on their back. And so, you know, whenever we talk about, as you said, national divorce, nobody, whenever we discuss the issue of peaceful independence for New Hampshire or Texas or any other state that wants to pursue that, there's always some pushback. There's always some objections. There's always people who aren't ready for it. But you give those people 3, 4, 5, 6 more months, and then they may be ready for it. There may be something that the local or federal governments do that makes them say, you know what, especially the federal government, that it's time to say goodbye, that it's time to end this relationship.
And they're so terrified that somebody's going to stand up for himself.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't even occur to them, if you don't want somebody to stand up for themselves, you don't back them into a corner and keep them there so they have no choice.
Yeah, you're asking to get bitten if you back a dog into a corner.
Give people an escape. You don't have to own every human being on Earth.
Tell that to the World Economic Forum. Let's go to Saheed in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Saheed.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So just listening to the conversation. I haven't watched the video or anything, but just having some conversation on the Matrix chat. And one thing that got brought up is I think Moses is a perfect example of kind of like the both sides of the kind of like argument, like whether to go ahead and do violence or kind of like just leave and exit.
You said Moses? The biblical figure?
Yes, Moses from the... Yes.
Why is that?
Because it was all about slavery and oppression and a tyrant kind of like system involved, different races.
Can you recap the story for me? I honestly don't know what you're referring to.
Well, in the Quran is a little bit different than presented a little bit differently than in the Bible, but it goes through the basics, the exact same story. So Moses was raised by Pharaoh way back in the day, and but he was a Jew, and the Jews were oppressed, and basically oppressed and slaves at the same time, because there are some Jews who are actually in power as well, like Karun or something like that, who were like right-hand men of Pharaoh. And so, like, basically you had a bunch of different races pitted against each other, and they basically uphold, like, this, you know, Pharaoh system to kind of keep them at the top, exactly like a pyramid. You know, and then then Moses was sent. Moses went ahead and actually did violence against one of the guys and killed them to protect one of his race, basically. And that's how it's like laid out inside the Quran. That's a little bit differently than in the Bible.
Okay.
And then he had to leave. And then after years of being away, he went ahead and got in contact with God. And then he had to come back and basically teach his people, who were basically had a lot of slave mentality, to kind of like quit trying to, you know, compete in this system and let's get out of here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like a lot of, and he had to go ahead and communicate with the people who he was raised with as well. And so, because he was kind of like from both sides. You know, in the end, God led them out through, you know, that's where the, you know, a lot of the story is focused on. But I like the general story because I think it's very...
Oh, is he the one that parted the Red Sea or whatever?
Yeah. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go.
Yeah, I'm a little rusty on my Bible.
I actually sang that song in church one time as a solo.
Moses is actually the most mentioned prophet in the Quran, and so there's like a lot of focus and a lot of different perspectives involved in his story, and so it's something that we reflect on a lot.
Okay.
You know, and
you're saying that relates to what's happening today?
Yeah, I'm saying about the violence, you know, whether to go with violence or to go ahead and exit a tyrannical and oppressive system. And I think there's a lot of lessons in there to kind of like how to deal with the people who are in the press side and how to deal with the people who are on the, you know, who are oppressors as well. Especially when you, I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned on many sides here. You know, that's how societies are built. It's like societies are built on, or at least, you know, a lot of these, especially when one's built on violence, it has all these dynamics going on, and they're hard to work out, you know.
Well, unfortunately, the, you know, big difference between then and now is that you can't just walk away. Right now, you can go to New Hampshire if you're a liberty-minded person and you're located within the United States. If you're outside of the United States, it's significantly more difficult. Although there are ways for those who are, you know, willing to, I don't know, get married to somebody here or something like that.
I'm still single.
Yeah, but you know, there that's the solution. There's no empty land at this point that you can just go on to.
Oh,
and
Israel was empty.
Okay.
Yeah, it was that's like the other side of it. I mean, it's not like there was they had to wander around in the wilderness for a good bit, but that's not a place you can kind of like build a society. But plenty of them did go ahead and part ways in, on their journey there to Israel. And that's actually another big difference between the Quran and the Bible. Is like, the wandering around in the Bible was for some odd reason. I don't remember exactly. But in the Quran, the reason why they're not able to
40 years.
That they had to wander around for 40 years. Was because they would not fight the Philistines, that were, or not? I don't, they actually don't have a name, but they wouldn't fight who was in Israel to kind of like basically, yeah, it's an interesting story. But basically, that's why they're wandering for 40 years inside the Quran because they refused to fight, and then they went ahead and decided that they wanted a king instead.
Somebody ought to find out why they wouldn't kill them and tell the Palestinians. Maybe they can solve their problem.
Saheed, was there more you wanted to share?
I wanted to ask about Kaplak and Self-Level 1 because I think that's also super relevant to this conversation as well.
What was it you wanted to ask?
Oh, I was just wondering about, how Kaplak's doing and Self-Level 1. And,
well, Kaplak basically doesn't exist anymore. It kind of went under when its founders essentially retired. And no one really wanted to pick up the ball and kind of keep it going. The site still exists, last I checked, but it wasn't being updated in any sort of regular occurrence. It was passed along to somebody who bought the website on an auction site, and they didn't even know what they were buying. But Cell411 may have a future. Yeah.
There is Kaplak.app, which is kind of a generic form of Cell411. Right now, it's mostly a software project, but once it's finished, I'm hoping that an organization will form around it. So I'm working on it, but it's slow going.
I did see there was some chat in the official Cell411 support chat rooms recently. It seemed like there was maybe a couple programmer types that might have been interested in, or at least one programmer type that was interested in working with you or testing things.
Yeah, I did see that and talked to that person, and basically I'm trying to get things into a state where I can explain them.
The code is open source now, and if you've got the programming chops and you want to help nobody with this program, go to getcell411.com, and you can find the links there in the menu to the chat rooms. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden spoke with Tyre Nichols' mother and stepfather to express his condolences as the video footage of the police beating was released Friday night. Biden commended the family's courage and strength. Five ex-police officers face second-degree murder charges. Protesters have assembled in Memphis, shutting down I-55. There also were protests Friday night in Atlanta, New York City, and other parts of the country. At least five people are dead after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. Reports say a Palestinian gunman entered the synagogue and fired at worshippers who were gathered for Friday night prayers. A group of bipartisan lawmakers are introducing a Holocaust education bill to the House. The bill, which has over 60 co-sponsors, comes amid a rise in anti-Semitism throughout the USA. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We got time for you. If you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Cell411, as we just discussed a moment ago. You can go to getcell411.com. The app is in a, I don't know what you would, what do you call this state? Nobody. It's like, it exists, but it isn't quite
Mew.
Working correctly. The last time I tried it.
Yeah, it's, well, it goes up and down,
mm-hmm.
And right now I've got another hunk of the guts out of it that I'm rearranging,
okay.
And I'm throwing them back in. But it's in there. It does run if you check the right tag out, mm-hmm.
Are you updating the code with the open source as you're making changes to it, so everybody else can see what you're doing?
Yes, it's
okay.
I continue to update, mm-hmm. The GitLab.
GitLab. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have. Not only is it good to have a open source piece of software, it's also good to have an open development model.
Where people can, that's transparent, you mean?
Yeah, transparent, meaning that anybody can see what you're doing every time you mm-hmm. write a patch, you submit that patch, and then everybody can see and test it and everything else and, you know, modify it and work with it alongside you, as opposed to developing everything in-house and then releasing it when you're done with the new version.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I need to get more than just me involved.
Yeah, because, most free software is not developed that way, but some mm-hmm. there are some products mm-hmm. out there that are, you know, not developed openly.
Mm-hmm.
that are open source or free software.
I have to wonder what other kind of avenues we have to reach out to the folks. I mean, have we considered maybe emailing the user base to see if there's any programmers out there that would want to jump in and help out on this? Because it seems like you've been going this alone now for a couple of years. I mean, you spent 6 months in jail, so that set you back for some time. But if you've been asking for help, and it doesn't seem like much has arrived. I know there's been some financial support.
There has, that helped.
But having an extra pair of eyes on things might not be a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. When's the release date?
That's a mean question. When is it done?
When is it done? This is true. It is kind of a mean question.
From a software guy, you would know. It's when it's done. That's the answer. Right?
Well, you know, sometimes you just have to release stuff because it'll never be done if you don't.
Mm. Well, the release plan that I have now, because of kind of the situation I'm in, is basically to get a version up and running just on the Android side, talking to our servers rather than talking to Back for app, and then see if I can get a few people to just start using it. Okay, and I've got it set up so that it can coexist on your phone with the original Cell 411.
Is the original one still functioning? Does it actually work?
Last I heard, it was, although I got one report of an issue, which I haven't been able to really reproduce. But probably I should throw it back on my phone and send out an alert tonight just to see what happens. We've got a test group for that.
Let's ask you some questions, right? Okay, especially because I was being critical. So where does it stand, right? Like, is there a stable version or mostly stable version out there? Are you still working on
the old version?
Bugs where you've been developing all this past 6 months, and so it keeps getting delayed and pushed back.
Yeah, well, I've been developing, and the thing is,
So that's why it hasn't been released.
Yeah, and I've been...
Well, there's been some alphas, or whatever you want to call them, that have come out to the test group, and they've basically been failing on install.
If he's adding new features while at the same time releasing alphas, that's going to delay the release.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I'm not so much adding features as... Well, I'm kind of adding features. I'm refactoring.
And that means you're taking the old code and you're trimming it down, you're making it more efficient, purportedly.
And most importantly, more reliable.
And also transitioning from outside servers, third-party providers to roll your own kind of in-house servers. Yeah.
And also getting it ready for the time when it will be able to talk to multiple servers.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually rewritten a big hunk of the parse library.
You're looking to decentralize the software to some extent.
So maybe you've got a double secret probation group. Okay, and you don't want me seeing what's happening. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if it's on my server, I can see it.
Right.
But you can. But once it's able to talk to multiple servers, you'll be able to set up a server just to run your one group.
Is this federated, or is this just totally two separate things with two separate servers? And they can't talk to each other.
It would be a kind of in between, because your client would be talking to multiple servers, but when you sent a message to this particular group, you send it to the server that hosts that group rather than sending it to me.
Oh, so it's sort of more like it's kind of like a web browser.
It becomes a star pattern.
Yeah, it's kind of like
eventually
web browser with multiple servers.
And eventually, if this fully goes to fruition, and it may not because there are other design possibilities, but what I'd like to have it is so that your information exists on your phone. Okay.
Instead of on a server.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Instead of on a server, and then the only thing that the servers would be required to do is provide a place for you to rendezvous. So, yeah,
isn't there a problem potentially with that? In that, for instance, my phone gets stolen by the cops, and then I get a new phone. Now I've got to rebuild my friends list.
My solution to that actually is to give you the ability. So that, say you've got a PGP key. You should never have your PGP key on your phone, by the way, because phones aren't trustworthy. But you've got a PGP key, say, on your desktop. So basically set it up so that your friends just automatically have a copy of your database, but it's encrypted. Mm-hmm. They can't see what's in it.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. So,
but they can return it to you, who has the key, and then you can open it up and use it.
I see.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like I'm trying to think. It's sort of like a decentralized version of Edge Wallet. You know how they had the cloud backup feature for your
But
it's encrypted.
Except it's a peer-to-peer cloud.
Right. Except in this case, in his case, it would be sent to multiple parties that are not a centralized server. But
what do you need right now, nobody? You need testers for this thing more than anything else, or what?
Probably. Well, the thing that I most need now is to either is to get the current head version to a usable state, because I ripped some stuff out of it and I got to put it back in. But once I have that, then yes, the next thing will be to get some testers running off this server, just using it as a chat program, sending each other alerts, whatever, and then hopefully. And then basically once we get to that point, it's more or less released. And at that point, the big issue with this development cycle is there is just too much in it. If I could go back in time.
Well, plus you didn't build the thing, so you had to come in. It's always hard to come into somebody else's construction and figure out how it was made. Right?
Well, yeah.
It was a big learning curve.
I didn't build the thing.
And you never knew how to phone program either.
Yeah, I'd never programmed a phone before. I did know Java, but I knew nothing about Android. I knew nothing about parse server. I didn't speak JavaScript.
Yeah, we basically were handed this thing, or purchased. The Sherry Free Church purchased the sort of the debt that Cell411 had from its creator. Basically, this thing was on life support. Yeah, essentially, we got the paddles out. We rubbed them together and put them on the body of the near corpse, and are trying to breathe some life back into it. So I mean, we're literally trying to bring this thing back nearly from the dead. So you had a real challenge on your hands, and still do.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a lot closer than it was.
Okay.
So,
okay. Good. Good. If for anybody that wants to help out with this, if you know programming, if you know phone programming, if you are willing to be a tester, those are not the same category. You can be a tester without knowing programming.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like the idea of having a decentralized emergency response app, that is Cell411. It has been very successful in the past for helping activist movements, police accountability movements, or just helping somebody that has an emergency where they need their friends to respond instead of psychopaths. You can go to getcell411.com, click the little menu icon, and then you'll see there's a link to the source code. There's a link to go to the support matrix or the support telegram. So there's chat rooms on both of those platforms that I believe are connected together. So if you've got one preference or the other, just hop into it. And then nobody's in there. A few times a week, usually you'll stop in, I think, and check in, see if people are talking in there, and give whatever support you can. And the more people we can have with this, the better, the faster things will go.
I'll tell you, I watched the first minute of that video. I watched at home before I came.
Of the police beating?
Yeah, a couple hours ago. Yeah. And I was just thinking, oh, God, if only he had Cell411 and he could hit a button and bring 50 of his closest friends.
That's the thing. You also need to have friends with Cell411, because if you don't have any friends that have Cell411, there's probably not going to be anybody showing up.
You know the one nice thing about Cell411? It kind of demonstrates we're we're doing in New Hampshire what everybody else is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're developing applications, we're developing tools, we're doing stuff at a political level, at the state house. There's all sorts of different things that different people are doing that are making a difference. And this isn't just another one of those examples. It has the potential to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it can be used by anybody anywhere on the planet.
Yeah. And of course, the next thing. Because once I've got this infrastructure done, it can be used for many projects. The second one I want to do is a distributed Tinder. With no central server, no way for anybody to know what anybody is doing. Oh, and by the way, each client has a Bitcoin wallet built in.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
and of course, a Grindr as well.
Yeah. there's that button that says, I'm trying to think what it should say. Like, tip or what's the choice set of words that doesn't involve people ending up in a cage?
Well, I mean, in New Hampshire, the easiest way to arrange for that would be to make it, rather than making it Tinder clone, you make it an app that where you say, oh, okay, I want to produce a movie. I want to produce an adult movie. And so your phone sends out messages and says, oh, yeah, well, you need a...
an actress.
You need actresses, you need squirrels, you need whatever it is you need for your little movie. And you can write the script or you can buy a script from somebody if you want to, you know. And so you know that your actress is prepared for exactly what she's getting, which she showed
up. It could be a silent film. You don't have to have a script.
It could be a silent film. And at the end of it, if you think it's a piece of crap, just delete it.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Once again, it's getcell411.com. Check out that tech there, and if you can help with it, I'm sure nobody and a lot of other people would appreciate your assistance. But let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk.
Once you've got Tinder, though, Uber's easy also.
There you go. Sarah, go ahead.
Oh, yes. I've been trying to realize that the media, the television news, have blown things out of proportion with the free bus fare rides.
Is that the only thing they've blown things out of proportion on?
With the police ride?
This time I got caught
free bus fare.
Most of the time I know that they blow everything up, but this time I got suckered in. Like, I was believing that, oh, it's a shoplifting getaway vehicle, and they're all sleeping on the bus, and homeless people, and then they're beating up the bus driver. And then I was thinking back, and I was kind of meditating, thinking about all this, but I was like, wait a minute, they were always assaulting the bus driver. But back then when we paid, they were fighting and arguing them over the bus fare. You know what I mean? They would try to get on for free. They only had 50 cents. They needed a dollar.
Saying that whether or not there's a charge to ride the bus, there's still violent lunatics on there?
Oh, yeah. And then sleeping people on the bus, on the handicap, they just take up three seats.
Well, sleeping isn't particularly violent.
Did they get rid of, let me understand this correctly, they got rid of the fee to ride the bus?
Yeah,
a couple of years ago. Why would you think getting rid of the fee to ride the bus would get rid of the violent lunatics?
Well, what I was saying, they drummed it up that it got even a lot more worse.
Oh, that would make sense.
The thing is that I talked to the mayor's office, and then the data shows that it did not really go up that bad, except more people loitering in the bus shelters. There was that one bus route going to the mall. They used that route 135 as a getaway vehicle, but they blow it up like everybody's doing everywhere. And so there's people that they control the media. They're trying to deprive of people of getting free bus rides. It's more money going to the poor people. Like, that's been more money. So they're manipulating it to.
So you think the people in the media want to stop people from taking the free bus rides?
I don't know. That's the element of it.
Why would they care? Why would, KOB News care if poor people are taking a free bus ride or not?
I don't know, but the news media takes that twist every which way this way, and they get manipulated and.
Well, yeah, they do that. I mean, they want to get people to tune in to see the latest stabbing on the main bus line or whatever. I mean, they're going to do that. They're gonna make it sound more exciting than it actually was.
Let me ask you another question, Sarah. Did you say that a man used a bus as a getaway vehicle? Like, he got on the bus and the bus driver drove off like a regular route? It just seems like a crazy story. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is Albuquerque.
It would suck if you didn't have exact change.
I mean, why wouldn't the cops just pull over the bus?
I have no idea, because we don't have enough police
officers. I mean, if the guy robbed the place, they might not know, you know, what he got.
So he kind of got away, and then he hopped on a bus. I don't know if you call that a getaway vehicle.
Okay, the thing is that it turns out it's a one-way.
That's what she's saying. She's saying they're exaggerating. She's saying the media is exaggerating about this. Go ahead.
Right. They're making it. This is to oppose the free tax ride. It was just one route going to the mall, and those people that shop there, they would use that route, and they make it seem like everybody's using it everywhere.
But wait. Didn't you say that all of the buses are free, or are you just saying it's just the mall route?
No, all of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all of them are free. But what I don't understand, Sarah, is why you think the media is trying to stop people from riding the bus for free. Why would they care about that? Don't they want to have the stories about the, you know, the terrible stuff that happens on the bus? Shouldn't that be there? Shouldn't they want more people to ride the bus so more bad stuff happens so they can report on it?
I don't know about that, but, you know, it's the same kind of like, for example, KKOB, that radio station, mm-hmm. Today, they're beating up the free bus, the lunch program. Every caller that they took, but that's a Republican radio station. So I'm thinking that even the TV station has like a Republican bent, anything to, you know, to scam money out of, keep money away from going to the poor people, they'll have it. And that's where the...
Well, it's not a matter so much of keeping money away from poor people, it's a matter of not having what you worked for stolen and used for something that was not of your choice. If somebody wants to pay for bus fares, and that's the most important thing to them, then they should go out and work for their own bus fare rather than having a slave.
Part-time. You know, nobody. I think this argument is so disingenuous, because it's like the reason that most people are poor is because the government has taxed them through other means. So they're mostly just getting their money back. And I'm not going to say that there isn't a small 1% of the population, probably, you know, that was never going to, certainly is getting more money than there is being taken from them by government. But, most of that can probably be covered by charity, you know? And the government in the process is taking a percentage for administration of those programs. And then, of course, there's intermediaries as well, which then has another costs, right? So, yeah, it just seems so disingenuous.
Yeah, it's
disingenuous.
Yeah, it's probably.
Yeah, here's the thing is that, but from my memory, those people are always fighting on the bus, grabbing women's butts, rubbing on me. I mean, throwing rocks, beer cans, soda pop cans at bus drivers. I mean, everybody's trying to fight to beat the guys up that attacked the bus. It's always been this way. I would get on the bus, there's people laying out, stretched out, sleeping away, snoring on the bus. I mean, nothing has really changed any different. So,
well, no wonder those poor politicians don't have time to stop the cops from killing people if people are loitering in bus stops and sleeping on buses. Those are some serious problems they're up against.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. So it sounds like what she's saying is no matter what they do, the dregs are still on the city buses, making the rides for free hasn't changed it. Charging for the rides hasn't changed it. What are you going to do? I guess you could abolish the city buses.
Does it matter? Because if they're not on the bus, they're going to be beating somebody else
be
up
somewhere.
Somewhere else.
I mean, it probably would make more sense to sell the buses off and let somebody else take over
that
business.
Let the market handle it?
Yeah, let the free market handle it. But, yeah.
Well, right, because if there was actually enough of a demand for a bus, then the market would supply buses.
Right.
And somebody would make some money off of it.
Right.
Instead of having to cost taxpayers through the nose.
But the thing is, that's frequently the flaw in flaw in their ointment is they say, oh, well, this is going to save the environment because it takes five times as much fuel or emits five times as much carbon as a passenger vehicle, but you can fit 10 times as many people.
But they're never full.
So instead, yeah. You're emitting five times as much carbon, and you got one bag lady in the back who would be just as happy sleeping somewhere else.
Mostly empty buses, yeah. I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's funny because it's like, there's definitely, I think, there's a market here, and there's an opportunity for somebody to make money, right? Now, it may not be every bus route, but... You know, I'm sure if there's enough demand, there would be somebody supplying it.
Yeah, I mean, it could just end up being a minivan driving around picking people up. It doesn't necessarily
have to be
a
full-size bus. Might be more cost-effective, too, if there's not enough people, you know, taking a large, big bus.
Let's go to the phones here. David,
so we get this app.
Oh, sorry. David in New Mexico, go ahead.
Yeah, 38 minutes on hold. You got, what, 1 minute left?
Do you want all of the minute or less than that?
Yeah, well, I'll take all of it. So what I'll do is I'll tell you that since there's 1 minute left or less than that, what I was going to tell you I'll save for a different day because 1 minute won't do justice to it, and I'll just speculate that you were discussing whether or not the family of the murdered kid in Memphis would receive monetary compensation. And I'll just speculate that within literally a month or two, that family will get a check for $10 million plus or minus because of the recent years' politics of these things. They will hand over the money real quickly without having to go to trial. They'll settle.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's your prediction? You're predicting that?
Yeah, that's my prediction. Okay. And the thing that I will tell you on a different program, because there's no time for it now, is something that you will disagree with. So
no, I won't.
Be prepared. Ian will, and hopefully he won't do what he usually does, which is cut me off when he disagrees with me.
Okay, what a teaser. We'll look forward to it. Thanks for the call tonight. Out of time for now. You can join Chris on his show. It is Freedom Decrypted, Saturdays around 5 o'clock Eastern time, freedomdecrypted.com. Nobody's got Beard Talk Live coming up tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern, over at watch.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our Odyssey streaming channel. And between now and tomorrow night, you can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.